especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Senogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Senogenics.com.
The West Hollywood City Council had an interesting vote last night. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes tells us the details.
The West Hollywood City Council wants President Trump's star removed from the Hollywood Walk of Fame, yesterday passing a resolution unanimously asking the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce to remove it. The council made the request after the star in the sidewalk was destroyed late last month. Trump's star was placed on the walk in 2007 during the height of his popular reality TV series, The Apprentice. It has been vandalized a number of times since he took office last year. A spokesman for the Chamber of Commerce says they never remove a star once it's placed on that walk of fame. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A new study out from Pivotal Research found that Google and YouTube take up a combined 34% of our time online. Now, Facebook, I'm sure you're wondering, only takes up an average of 10% of your time online. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show, War Now, airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
80% of Americans will seek advice and seek help for a back pain. Many times you're going to go to your doctor. Maybe you'll try to strengthen up your back muscles and your core area. But what else can you do to keep your back healthy? Well, Dr. Jeremy James is a director of the Aspen Club Back Institute. He talks about ways you need to sleep and the best way to sleep to keep your back from hurting you in the morning.
Sleeping on your back is a good position. Unfortunately, most people can't do it. So the second, I'll get back to positions, but the second most important thing is actually mattress selection. And in general, these are generalities, but in general, thin people tend to do very well on firm mattresses, and more voluptuous or curvy people tend to do better on a softer mattress because it absorbs the curves and allows your spine to stay in neutral. If you are going to sleep on your side, you want to try to avoid sleeping in that fetal position, because it shortens the hip flexors, the muscles in the front of your hips that are shortened all day when sitting.
James also talks about if you have one of those desk jobs where you're stuck hunched over a computer for the entire day.
So when you're sitting in one position, you're putting all of the force of your body, all of the weight of your body through one part of your spine, one part of your lumbar spine, that's your low back. So the key to it, to minimize the damage, is to move, switch positions. Stand up, walk around a little bit. Even if you're going to stay seated, slouch. I mean, you may be surprised to hear me say that, but you just need to change positions.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent. If you are a spouse or a USAA member, you can get a reward of between $350 and $6,000 when you buy or sell your next home. This also applies to the children and grandchildren of current USAA members. Call Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker to learn more. He can be reached at 908-238-0118. That's 908-238-0118.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Hoo-ah! This is Coast Guard Week, and we're honoring our Coasties today. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thank you for joining us. Joining me at the 50 caliber microphone today is co-host Air Force vet Josh Lang. What's going on, Josh?
Colonel, I have a public service announcement, then a bit of Jeopardy-level trivia info for everyone. First, if you're listening to my voice right now, and you have not yet seen Mission Impossible Fallout, do yourself a favor and go see it ASAP. If you enjoy a military and veteran talk radio show like Frontlines of Freedom, you will love the action and adventure in the latest installment of the Mission Impossible series. Alright, second, and this is also Tom Cruise related, did you know at the United States Navy Strike Fighter Tactics Instructor Program, better known as Top Gun, yes, the one the Tom Cruise movie was based on, there is a $5 fine for any staffer who references or quotes the movie Top Gun. I'm sure it's not an official Navy regulation, but you still have to pay up.
Thanks, Josh. Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby looks serious. I guess we spent too much time together in an airplane this past week. We'll hear from him as he shares warrant wisdom. And Marine Vet Skip Coriel is here looking strong and military like a good Marine. What's up, Skip?
Well, Colonel, I've been working really hard writing my next novel. My eighth novel, and it's titled The Blind Man's Rage. And just yesterday, I reached a milestone. I wrote the 100th page, so I'm almost halfway done. Probably be a 250-page novel, and I'm excited.
That's cool. And obviously, things are flowing right, or you wouldn't be making this.
Oh, yes, they are. I mean, I love writing these novels because they're action-adventure, apocalyptic-type things, and I'm always, like, killing bad guys.
Hey, that's what bad guys are supposed to have.
That's
By the
right.
way, if listeners want to check your books, how do they do that?
What just go to Amazon.com and search on Skip Coriel. It'll pop right up there.
And I've read most of them. They're good stuff. Don't say that in front of Skip. He'll get a big head. Here's what we have for you today. On News and Comment by the Colonel, I'm going to suggest that our nation is more secure today than it has been in years. We're honored to have with us as our guest today the Master Chief Petty Officer of the Coast Guard, Jason Vanderhaden. Then we're going to meet a congressman who's also a retired Marine Lieutenant General. We'll discuss changes to our nation. And we've had the Center for Military Readiness on the show a number of times. They address social issues in our military, and they're under sort of what I guess you'd call an attack by an LGBT group. This will be an interesting conversation.
Hey, troops, please invite your friends to join us at this time on this great radio station. Then head on out to frontlinesoffreedom.com and sign up for our free e-newsletter. And join the conversation at facebook.com/frontlinesoffreedom.
Yeah, we really do welcome your input to the show. Do send us your ideas and comments through the website, frontlinesoffreedom.com, or by Facebook. Now it's time for news and comments by the Colonel on Frontlines of Freedom. Let's start with the news. Lead out, Josh.
Robert Wilkie recently took the oath of office to become the new Secretary of Veterans Affairs and has taken over a department riddled by poor morale among employees and political infighting at the top. At a White House ceremony, President Trump looked on as Vice President Mike Pence swore in Wilkie, age 55 of North Carolina, who served as an intelligence officer in the Navy and holds the rank of colonel in the Air Force Reserves. President Trump said Wilkie was taking on, quote, a very, very tough and important position. Since day one, my administration has been focused on serving the men and women who make freedom possible, our great veterans. These heroes deserve the best, and they will have it under Robert Wilkie, end quote. Wilkie was coming to the VA from a post at the Pentagon, and Trump joked that Defense Secretary Jim Mattis was the only one upset by the move. Trump said Wilkie had the task of implementing key legislation passed in his administration: the VA Mission Act, expanding private health care options, and the VA Accountability and Whistleblower Protection Act, aimed at speeding up the process of firing poor performers.
For decades, the VA bureaucracy was more about giving power and bonuses to the most senior leaders and supporting all the union demands for the employees. Taking care of the vets was not a priority, but it is now. I think we have the right man in the job. He's got one huge series of challenges to be dealt with. Let's keep him in our prayers.
Late last month, a top Air Force general said that China's massive investment in artificial intelligence technologies may soon leave the U.S. at a major disadvantage. Lieutenant General Vera Lynn Dash Jameson, Deputy Chief of Staff for Intelligence, Surveillance, and Reconnaissance on the Air Staff at the Pentagon, said, quote, speed is of the essence in the digital age, end quote. She painted a grim picture. While great instigator Russia has the desire to do ambitious experiments with artificial intelligence, China already has the means. For example, China is building several digital artificial intelligence cities in a military-civilian partnership to understand how AI will be propagated as it strives to become the global leader in technology. The cities track human movements through artificial facial recognition software, watching citizens' every move as they go about their day. General Jameson said to the Air Force Association, quote, "We estimate the total spending on artificial intelligence systems in China in 2017 was $12 billion. We also estimate that it will grow to at least $70 billion by 2020. End quote.
Our nation faces many major threats internationally. We need to pull together as a nation so that we can remain strong and able to impact the world.
Our Army has awarded a Bronze Star for Valor to a 79-year-old veteran of the 82nd Airborne Division for his bravery in the Dominican Republic in 1965. William Gashler was serving as a sniper team leader with Company A, 1st Battalion, 504th Parachute Infantry, when his unit was deployed to the Dominican Republic to restore order after civil war broke out. Gashler and his team were on a rooftop in the heart of Santo Domingo when rebel forces fired on their position, wounding two of his fellow paratroopers. In a recent Army news release recalling the events of May 13, 1965, Gashler said, quote, "If this man bleeds out, he's going to die. I called for a medic, but under the machine gun fire, the medic could not advance to our position." End quote. Gashler directed a wounded Emmanuel Block to move to safety and risked his own life to move Alan Isaacson out of harm's way. Gashler said, quote, "I picked him up and carried him off the rooftop under intense machine gun fire and got him to safety." End quote. Both wounded paratroopers were stabilized and evacuated. Gashler's team fought off the rebel attack and helped restore order so democratic elections could be held. 53 years later, Gashler, from Sanford, North Carolina, received the Bronze Star Medal with V-Device for his heroic actions that day. The news release stated that Gashler's daughter worked with the Veterans Legacy Foundation to ensure her father was recognized for his heroism.
I'm delighted to see one more forgotten hero recognized for his actions.
U.S. recovery teams could be on the ground in North Korea by next spring to search for the remains of service members lost during the Korean War, if our thaw in relations continues, according to the Pentagon's top POW MIA official. Retired Air Force Major General Kelly McKeague, director of the Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency, said, quote, "Our collective goal is to commence field operations in the DPRK next spring. We have not yet reached an agreement with the DPRK regarding future field recoveries. However, we are working closely with our DOD, State Department, and National Security Council partners on this matter." End quote. His statement was made to the National League of POW MIA Families and Veterans Groups. Ann Mills Griffiths, the longtime advocate for the families of the missing and board chairman of the league, said the return of 55 sets of remains thought to be those of U.S. service members last month was an encouraging first step, but noted that North Korea has gone back on its commitments in the past. She asked, "Will they be serious in future talks on more recoveries? And will there be compensation?" North Korea has previously demanded payment for its cooperation in joint recovery efforts. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis told Pentagon reporters regarding remains recoveries, quote, "Obviously, we want to continue with this humanitarian effort," end quote. When asked why the North Koreans had handed over only 55 transfer cases, when the U.S. had been led to expect that there may be as many as 200, he said, "It was a good question." Mattis also said, "It is impossible at this point to tell whether the remains are those of U.S. service members or those of allies." In addition, animal bones have been mixed in with human remains in previous recoveries. The remains have been flown to Hawaii to begin the painstaking process of identification at DPAA labs, which could take years in some cases.
It's great to see progress in this effort. We don't want to ever leave anyone behind. And that's the news. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. Coming up on Front Lines of Freedom, I'll share comments by the Colonel, then we'll enjoy some warrant wisdom, and then we'll talk with our Coast Guard's Master Chief Petty Officer. At East Troops, take a break. LuLaRoe is comfortable, affordable fashion for women, men, and kids. Sold by tens of thousands of small business owners across the U.S., including many military families. Founded by entrepreneurs seeking a career that allows more freedom to be at home with their families, LuLaRoe is sold at in-home pop-up parties and on social media VIP pages. Check out a sampling of the unique prints and patterns in dresses, tops, leggings, and skirts at LuLaRoe.com and follow on Instagram, Facebook, and Pinterest.
This is Marine Vet Skip Correa with your home defense tip of the week. Always keep your guns locked up and safe from unauthorized users, especially your children. Inside your home, you should be able to get to your gun within 5 seconds of sensing danger. To accomplish this, stage a secure and loaded firearm on each level of your home. Above all else, never leave loaded guns unattended where children can gain access. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit homedefenseshow.com.
Are you enjoying this latest stock market roller coaster ride? You've worked too long and too hard to let market volatility and a tired old spend down strategy rob you of your retirement savings. We're Sound Income Strategies, and baby boomers who have heard our message and called for a free income kit now understand the secret to a great retirement is our middle name, Income.
For your free, no-obligation income kit, call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234 to speak to an income specialist. Call now. 866-913-1234.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm.
Sound Income Strategies. The secret to a great retirement is in our middle name, Income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Call now. 866-913-1234.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum. It's 20 minutes after the hour, and you are in formation and listening to the Front Lines of Freedom all across America. A Front Lines of Freedom salute to one of our show's sponsors, honor, and remember, our nation must never forget those who paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. This is the mission of Honor and Remember, a nonprofit based in Virginia, with support from their national sponsor, Spartan Nash, the leading distributor to U.S. commissaries and fifth largest food distributor. Learn more about how you continue the mission at honorandremember.org. Now it's time for comments by the Colonel. We're hearing from the totally unreliable mainstream media that our president is ruining our nation at home and abroad, this despite the fact that we're in much better shape economically than we've been in decades. My issue today is about our relationship with foreign nations and the resulting impact on our national security. America has been the world's sugar daddy since World War II. We pay for everything for everyone, and they can insult us or fight against us, and we'll still send them money.
NATO's a perfect example. They demand that we pay for their defense with our dollars and our troops while they spend their money on socialist programs. Well, we can no longer afford to be the world Santa Claus, and the president has made that clear. Not surprisingly, despite the moaning and gnashing of teeth, it's working very nicely. Much of the rest of my comments were taken from comments by a former Australian prime minister who likes what he sees in American foreign policy today, and he's not speaking from a pro-American perspective. Message one is that when our president says something consistently, it will happen. And his message is that America will remain a reliable partner, but don't expect too much. 18 months into Trump's term, the world is having trouble coming to grips with our most unconventional president ever. Still, he's neither a bad dream from which we will awake soon, nor a fool to be ridiculed. For someone his critics say is a compulsive liar, Mr. Trump has been remarkably true to his word, especially compared to his predecessor. Trump doesn't moralize. It's classic Trump to be openly exasperated by the Group of Seven's hand-wringing hypocrisy. Unlike almost every other Democratic leader, Mr. Trump doesn't try to placate critics. He knows that it's more important to get things done than to be loved. Bingo! By the way, this also leads to respect, and that's happening. Erratic though Mr. Trump often seems, it's clear that he's a consequential president. It's clear when he says something, he means it, and when he says something consistently, it will happen. He said he'd cut taxes and regulations. He did. And the American economy is at its strongest in at least a decade. He said he'd pull out of the Paris Climate Accord. And he did, to the expected whining, but no discernible environmental damage. He said he'd scrap the Iranian deal. And he did. So if Tehran gets nuclear weapons, at least it will not be with any further American connivance. He said he'd move the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem. And he did, without catastrophe. He said he'd boost U.S. defense spending. Badly needed. And that's happening too, and adversaries no longer think that they can cross America's red lines with impunity. And this adds to our nation's security. In his first year, he acted on 64% of the policy ideas in the Heritage Foundation's Mandate for Leadership agenda. Not bad, considering Ronald Reagan only got 49%. Then there's the nuclear diplomacy with North Korea. Maybe a hitherto brutal dictator is looking at the survival strategy that Mr. Trump has offered? Stay tuned. Mr. Trump has been good for Australia. Despite his testy initial conversation with the Prime Minister, he has honored the very bad deal that President Obama made to take boat people to settle in the United States. Mr. Trump seems to appreciate that Australia is the only ally that has been with America side by side in every conflict since World War I. He has exempted their steel and aluminum from the tariffs slapped on many others. As a country that's paid its dues, so to speak, on American alliance, they've been treated with courtesy and respect. As weightier allies found at a recent NATO summit, Mr. Trump is reluctant to help those who don't pull their own weight. America has been the world's policeman. No other country has had both the strength and the goodwill for this essential task. And America's thanks for its 7 decades of watchfulness and expenditure of blood and treasure, condescension from the intellectuals whose freedom we have protected, and commercial exploitation by the competitors that the American-led global order has created. So, he wants trade that's fair as well as free, and that he's tired of allies who give sermons from the sidelines while America keeps them safe. And folks, the rest of the world needs America much more than America needs the rest of the world. We're richly endowed with resources, including energy and boundless agricultural capacity. So, Mr. Trump is clearly impatient with the liberal internationalism that has shaped American policy for 70 years, which has been better for others than it has been for us. There are two possible versions of the evolving Trump doctrine. One, America may help those who help themselves, but will be more likely to help those who help America. The other, kinder version, they're your values too, so don't expect us to be the only ones to fight for them. It looks like our nation is on the right path for a secure future. And those are my comments for today. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. You're listening to Frontlines of Freedom. We get to enjoy some warrant wisdom with Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. What do you have this week, Roland?
Since 2001, there's been 2.7 million U.S. service members who have deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan in Operations Enduring Freedom and Iraqi Freedom. Many of those service members have served repeated combat deployments with short rotation at home, which, of course, disrupted many social connections to friends and family. And upon leaving active duty, many veterans experience what they call a reverse culture shock when trying to reintegrate into civilian institutions and reinstate those supportive social networks. Reintegration is the process by which a military veteran resumes civilian family, community, and vocational roles. The process is personal and dynamic. It may involve a struggle between conflicting aspects of military and civilian identities. This reintegration reverse culture shock is experienced by veterans as difficulty finding meaning or purpose, disconnection and or conflict with people in their communities, feeling let down by institutions from whom support was expected, and being disoriented by the lack of structure in civilian organizations. Now, although most veterans demonstrate social resilience and positive reintegration outcomes, many struggle to retain or build social networks that support health and well-being. Integration is also associated with adoption of unhealthy lifestyles that result in veterans having poorer health than their civilian counterparts. In the years immediately following military discharge, many veterans experience significant decreases in physical activity levels, increased nicotine and alcohol use, and rapid weight gain, such that within a couple years of military discharge, 75 to 85% of Operation Enduring Freedom and Operation Iraqi Freedom veterans are considered overweight or obese. This is where a unique group called Team Red, White, and Blue can help. Team Red, White, and Blue's initial goals were to connect struggling wounded warriors with fellow veterans and community members. However, the team found that veterans who identified themselves as advocates also benefited from the support themselves. Team Red, White, and Blue is inclusive, allowing membership to veterans, active duty service members, family members, and civilians to cultivate local links and resources for reintegration. Since there's usually a large group of Team Red, White, and Blue members at those local marathons and triathlons, a lot of people incorrectly identify the team as a physical fitness group. However, their main goal is about social interaction with veterans in the community, which in many cases does include physical fitness. Folks, there's no cost to join Team Red, White, and Blue. You don't need to be a physical fitness junkie to join, and it's open to almost everybody. So check them out at www.teamrwb.org. For Frontlines of Freedom, I'm Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. Back to you, Colonel.
Straight ahead on Frontlines of Freedom, we'll talk with the Master Chief Petty Officer of our Coast Guard, and then we'll meet a congressman who's also a retired Marine Lieutenant General. All this is coming up. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. You're standing tall with the Frontlines of Freedom. I'll be right back. Troops, it's time for crunchies. Let's do 50, then stand at ease.
Spartan Ash holds a special place in its heart for Honor and Remember, and we're proud to sponsor Run for the Fallen as another way to honor those who paid the ultimate sacrifice and service to our country. Run for the Fallen is a 6,000-mile run taking place from April 7th to August 5th.
Each day, a team of runners will set out, stopping 1 mile at a time to read the name of a fallen soldier out loud.
To join the Run for the Fallen as a volunteer or to show your support, visit runforthefallen.org.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump took to Twitter to tout his sanctions that he slapped on Iran at midnight, calling them the most biting sanctions ever imposed. The president also called on other nations to join in the economic pressure, and U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton says it's not a good idea to do business with Iran.
Business people know they want to do business with the United States, and if it's a choice between us or Iran, that's a pretty easy choice for them. That's pressure their own governments in Europe are now beginning to feel.
Voters in five states will head to the polls today. The most heated race to watch is a special election in Ohio's 12th congressional district, where a Democrat hasn't won since the 1980s. Former Godfather's Pizza CEO Herman Cain shares what he believes the Democrats will be running on this year.
They're going to try to sell this idea of free stuff, but the American people are waking up. Socialism has never worked in the history of man.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You heard about the recent tragic officer-involved shootings where officers fatally shot an innocent bystander and in another where a hostage was killed? This is no criticism of law enforcement. I'm telling you this because these are trained professionals. They train for these scenarios thoroughly, and yet there were tragic outcomes. So what does this say for the rest of us who go shooting maybe once a month at best? Don't risk being underprepared, undertrained, and spending the rest of your life replaying that moment. Instead, practice frequently with iTarget Pro. Revolutionizing home firearm training, iTarget Pro uses your actual gun so you can become proficient with the firearm you use in real life. Utilizing your smartphone, their proprietary app uses a laser in place of the bullet and will detect exactly where your shots are landing. And right now you can save 10% with the offer code WAR when you purchase the iTarget Pro system. Save money, time, and take your skill to the next level, safely and effectively. That's the letter I, itargetpro.com, offer code WAR, itargetpro.com.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Troops, welcome back to the nation's largest military veteran talk radio show, Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Troops, please do send me your comments and questions. Email me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. Troops, as we all know, this is Coast Guard weekend, so how can we not focus and honor our great Coast Guard? Joining us today to help us recognize all that our Coast Guard does for us is the Master Chief Petty Officer of the Coast Guard, Jason Vanderhaven. Welcome aboard, Master Chief.
Thanks, Danny. Thanks for having me.
Master Chief, start by telling us about your career in the Coast Guard. Why'd you join? What have you done? Where have you served?
Well, I joined the Coast Guard out of Tallahassee, Florida. I was just a scant 17 and a half when I joined, and I wanted to serve my country, and the Coast Guard looked like a good service. So I joined. I only intended to do 4 years and signed up for the GI Bill. I was going to check out after 4 years and go to college. Well, the GI Bill wasn't what it is today, and I ended up meeting my wife and stayed a lot longer than 4 years. So I actually, I went to cook school. So I'm a Coast Guard culinary specialist by trade. I came up cooking in the Coast Guard. I loved it. It was, I would do it all over again if I could. And at about senior chief, I stepped out of the galley and went over and taught leadership at our senior enlisted academy, our Chief Petty Officer Academy out in Petaluma, California. And then I got, you know, kind of fell in love with leadership, and I met a ton of great people that came to the Chief's Academy and decided I wanted to be a Command Master Chief. So I studied hard, took the test, and advanced to Master Chief. Went out to Hawaii and got a chance to work at our base in Hawaii and took on the collateral duty Command Master Chief role there. Loved that. And then I applied and got picked up for what we call a district Command Master Chief job. That's a nominative job at our Pacific Northwest, our District 13. And then was fortunate enough to get selected to be our Pacific Area Command Master Chief, and did that for a couple years, came to headquarters, did 2 years as the Deputy Commandant for Mission Support Command Master Chief, learned a lot about how the Coast Guard works, and then applied for and was chosen by Admiral Schultz to be the Master Chief Petty Officer of the Coast Guard. So just kind of a blessed career, had fun all along the way.
I have some friends of mine who became general officers, and I asked them, did you ever intend for that? And they said, no, I just got in and never got around to getting out. Sounds like you fell into that category, too. It just stayed fun.
I sure did.
What's the role of the Master Chief Petty Officer of the Coast Guard?
I'm the voice of the workforce to senior leadership, and then I'm also the voice to the workforce from senior leadership. My job, I try to make myself, Denny, the smartest person I can for our workforce. So I try to learn as much as I can about why we do what we do, policy development, implementation, resource development, training, the whole nine yards. And then I'll give my best advice to the commandant on what I think we need to fill as far as gaps and seams. And then I carry that information from the commandant and share the commandant's vision with the workforce. So kind of just a liaison between the enlisted workforce and senior leaders.
Sounds like you're in charge of communications.
And that's right.
That is, to make an understatement, rather vital.
Communications is key, Denny. No good operation ever happens without good communications. And the commandant relies on me to understand trends and get ahead of any potential negative trends and mitigate those and provide ideas and solutions to overcome any challenges or obstacles we might have in the workforce.
Well, when I was in the Army, I counted my senior NCOs to tell me if there was something needed fixing in my leadership style. And that worked really well because I'd listened to them. I had some colleagues who didn't listen and they had different results, but it worked well for me.
Well, I tell you, most general and flag officers didn't get to where they got to without being really good leaders to begin with. But it's always good to have somebody covering your six. And I like to think that Admiral Schultz and I have a fantastic working relationship and we're also friends. So we get along really well and he's a great guy to work for.
Well, it sounds like our Coast Guard's headed in the right direction, and that's what I want to talk about. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're discussing our Coast Guard with Master Chief Petty Officer Jason Vanderhaven. Okay, Master Chief, where is our Coast Guard headed? They're doing a great job. They're the smallest of all the services. I can't understand how you guys are able to do what you do with as little manning as you have. But you've got a multitude of missions. What's the vision? Where are we going?
Well, Denny, you hit the nail on the head. We do have a lot of missions, and we've got 11 statutory missions. Seems like a lot more, but the demand for Coast Guard services has never been higher. We're desired in the Arctic. We're desired in the Antarctic. We're Indo-PACOM has asked us to come out and do some work with them in that AOR. We are our regulatory mission. The United States has become a net exporter of energy, and we regulate a lot of that commerce. We set the buoys. We do the ice breaking. We're the International Ice Patrol. Just the demand for Coast Guard services, and not to mention, on a regular basis, we're offloading multi-ton cocaine seizures, trying to keep the nation safe. As you know, Denny, DHS is heavily focused on immigration right now. Well, I'll tell you, the immigration crisis is created by many things, and one of those things is instability in foreign governments, and transnational criminal organizations are destabilizing Central and South American governments, and the Coast Guard is doing everything we can to try to get after those transnational criminal organizations to restore some stability to those countries and in turn, hopefully, mitigate some of this immigration challenge that we've got going on right now. So all that being said, the technology and the resources required to do all those missions are really put a strain on the Coast Guard. We did a manpower requirements analysis recently, Denny, that determined that the Coast Guard needed to be about 5,000 people bigger than it is to get all the missions done. And then, oh, by the way, we occasionally have these little things called hurricanes that come up that require a big response. So the Coast Guard flows people and resources, cutters, and all the things that we respond to in hurricanes. So we need to grow the Coast Guard. And Admiral Zukunft was trying his message was to Congress was we need to grow by 1,000 people a year for the next 5 years. So we're steady on that. I don't know that we'll get there, but we've got that going on. And then we've got specialization. So technology, we're a member of the Intel community, cyber. We've got the Marine inspection, the law enforcement. All those communities are getting very specialized. And I'm concerned that our ratings, we haven't done a good study of our ratings, our MOSs, to make sure that our people are getting the training they need. And then once they get that training, they stay in that career field and work their way up and continually hone those skills so that by the time they get to the E8, E9 level or warrant, that they truly are the subject matter experts. So we're going to look at that. We're going to look at our ratings to make sure that our ratings are up to speed with recent technology, and then we're going to try to grow where we can and continue to provide the best service we can to the American people.
I would say, Master Chief, that you are not going to be bored over the next few years. It sounds like you've bitten off a whole lot more. Well, you've been given the bite off than what you inherited was enough to keep 100 people busy. And I guess you want 1,000 a year for a while to help do that.
Yes, sir.
And when we look at all the different things the Coast Guard does, and you touched on many of them, I'm in awe. As I said, I've got a relative and some good friends that are Coasties, and I'm just in awe. That's why I'm delighted that we can spend some time talking about that.
Well, thanks, Denny. I appreciate that. I tell you, we do a great job of recruiting some outstanding individuals. We're focusing a lot on recruiting right now. We want to look as a Coast Guard like the public that we serve. So we're putting a lot of effort into trying to recruit a diverse workforce that really reflects the people of our country and the rich culture and heritage of all the different ethnicities and backgrounds and genders of everybody. So we're really trying to do the best we can at recruiting the best people, and we've done a really good job. Our retention level in the Coast Guard is very high, and we just have tremendous people. My Command Master Chief network is incredible. I'm super proud of them. They do a fantastic job, and they really, people stay with organizations because of the people, and they leave organizations because of the people. And our retention is really high because we do have great leaders in the Coast Guard.
Bingo. I agree with you. I stick around when I like what I'm doing and who I'm doing it with. That's the secret. There's more to talk about the Coast Guard. Master Chief Hander Hayden will stay with us. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. Troops, it's push-up time. I want you to do 103 push-ups. That's how many I do every day. Then take a break, but stay in the area. We'll be right back. Why would a U.S. soldier in combat be jailed for shooting the enemy? I mean, isn't that why we send our troops into combat? Yet a number of our troops are or have been in military prison for murder for killing our enemies. The problem is confusing rules of engagement and some of our leaders who lack the courage to stand up for their troops. United American Patriots stands up for these troops. Check UnitedPatriots.org. That's UnitedPatriots.org.
Some people would call him a loser. He ran for state office. He was beaten. He started a business. He failed. He ran for Congress. He lost. He was nominated for vice president. He lost again. But he knew only those who never tried are the real losers. And Abraham Lincoln was no loser. Persistence. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent. If you are a spouse or a USAA member, you can get a reward of between $350 and $6,000 when you buy or sell your next home. This also applies to the children and grandchildren of current USAA members.
Call Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker to learn more. He can be reached at 908-238-0118. That's 908-238-0118.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum. You're in the final formation for this hour on Front Lines of Freedom, and we're continuing our conversation with Master Chief Petty Officer of the Coast Guard, Jason Vanderhayden. Master Chief, you talked about good recruitment, keeping good people. That's vital. You mentioned intentionally going for a diverse workforce, and that's awesome. But we have to make sure combat readiness precedes the need for diversity. Is that part of your vision?
It is, and I love the tact you took there, Denny. That's beautiful logic. So the DOD is focused on lethality, and in the Coast Guard, lethality equates to readiness. And we're doing a lot of things in the Coast Guard. Admiral Schultz has got what we call early action items. So Admiral Zukumpt and Master Chief Cantrell did a magnificent job, and this is nothing but an opportunity when you get new leadership in to kind of recalibrate a little bit, focus on a couple early action items, and get the energy of the new team charging ahead. And what we're going to do in the Coast Guard to make sure that we're advancing the best and the brightest in the enlisted workforces, we're going to go to an enlisted advancement panel for E8s and E9s. Denny, this might surprise you, but the Coast Guard advances almost solely on a test basis. So you take an end-of-course test, or not an end, a service-wide exam, basically, and you compete against everybody in your rating. And if you write the number one test, or if you score high on the test, chances are you're going to advance. We don't test your leadership, or we don't evaluate your leadership necessarily as a part of the advancement process. And when I came in, I asked Admiral Schultz to support me, and he said absolutely he would, to implement a panel process similar to what DOD does to advance their leaders. And I'm hoping that that will drive some behavior so that our senior enlisted workforce stay engaged. I can take the best and brightest of those leaders and make sure that they are leading the workforce for the future.
That's awesome. I'm so happy to hear. I did not know about your promotion strategy, but the one you're advocating sounds awesome.
Yes, sir.
Okay, talk to us some more about where our very, very busy and too small Coast Guard is going now.
Okay, so we're focused heavy. You know, we've got a cyber focus. We've got what we're trying to upgrade our computer systems, our information systems. Our communication systems they need to be updated. So we're making an investment in the people that manage those systems, and we're also making an investment in the systems themselves. So I think you're going to see the Coast Guard is leaning forward on cyber. We are looking at implementing some flexibility into our people systems, our human resource systems. So our assignment policies, our leave policies, our uniforms, we're looking at everything to say, how can we do better by the workforce and add some flexibility? People have a lot of choices. We've got blended retirement system coming where we're going to give some people an opportunity to leave the service with something, where in the past we had the annuity system where if you didn't stay to 20, you kind of left with nothing. It's not going to be the case anymore. So we're going to need to be responsive to the needs of the workforce in order to hold them and to keep them. So we're going to look at our member married to another member policy, and we're going to align the tour length so that if two spouses that are married that are both Coast Guard members, when they go to a geographic location, their tour length will be the same. That hasn't been the case in the past, and it creates a lot of anxiety. A fair percentage of our workforce is member married to member, believe it or not, and this has kind of been a big deal. As you know, DOD expanded their parental leave policy, and we fell in line basically with what DOD did. We didn't mirror the Navy exactly, but we are going to expand that policy. And we're looking to really do some common sense updates to policies that will help ensure that we're able to retain our fantastic workforce.
You know, it doesn't happen by accident. Good leadership, which provides a good environment, takes nonstop attention to detail, doesn't it?
It does. The attention to detail comes from our senior enlisted leaders paying attention to what's going on in the deck plates, to engaging with their workforce, to get some ideas. You know, Denny, as you probably know, some of the best ideas that we have come from our E4s, our E5s, our E6s. Some of the enlisted folks, they have the ideas. They're in the mix. They're experiencing these challenges. And if the chiefs are listening, engaged, and they hear good ideas and they push those good ideas up, we can take those and evaluate them and potentially implement them. And by listening to your workforce, That's how you get to keep the workforce, because they feel like they have say-so and buy-in into what's going on in their lives.
Agree. This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're discussing our Coast Guard with Master Chief Jason Vanderhidden. You know, leadership is easy if you listen to your subordinates, because they're the ones that are doing it.
That's right. So, Denny, servant leadership is a mantra that we really work hard on here in the Coast Guard. We are leaders, but we are leaders that serve our people. You know, I take an organizational chart. It's not new to me, but we take our organizational chart and, you know, we just flip it upside down and we make sure that our senior folks understand that everything they do is to support the junior folks, and we try to build the skill and the talent and develop those who are going to follow in our footsteps.
You know, when you do that, it works. And almost nothing else does work unless you're an absolute dictator who can beat the snot out of everybody who disagrees with you. I mean, those are the only two choices, right?
Yeah. And you know, Denny, in the Coast Guard, you know, we don't have a bench strength. There's no garrison force of the Coast Guard. Everybody in the Coast Guard is in the game. We have no practice squad or anything. When you get out of boot camp, you are headed right to your first unit. You are going to break in at your watch station the day you get there. I guarantee you, the day you get there, you're going to be standing a watch. We just don't have the excess capacity in the workforce to have poor leadership, because we have to be constantly developing those that are coming behind us. So we instill it early at boot camp, and then we push responsibility down to the lowest levels so that folks feel empowered to make decisions. And I'm just super proud to serve in an organization this small that gets this much done, and I really appreciate you acknowledging that.
Well said. Before I let you go, Master Chief, for those listeners who will be interested in learning more about the Coast Guard or perhaps joining, how can they do that?
So they need to go to gocoastguard.com. We are hiring. We are hiring. We need you. But also in the reserves. Our reserve component is super important, and our reserve force is integrated into the active duty force. So it's not a separate component as in other services. So we need reservists. We need active duty. We need officers. We have a direct commission officer program. We're hiring. Go CoastGuard.com. Contact your local recruiter, and we would love to have you.
Wow. Well, all the Coasties I know love what they do and are proud of their unit, so therefore I suspect that you're not going to have too much trouble getting them. Thank you, Master Chief, for joining us today. Thank you for your service to our nation. Thank you for where you're taking our Coast Guard. I appreciate you.
Denny, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. Thanks for recognizing Coast Guard for Coast Guard Week. And we really look forward to doing more with you. Frontlines of Freedom is an awesome opportunity for us. And anytime you want me on Frontlines of Freedom, you got me.
Thank you. Here's our Stand Tall Troop report. This is when we find an outstanding performance of duty and we get to honor this fine troop. When most people enter their 60s, they start thinking about retirement. But Dr. Tyrone Krause decided it was a perfect time to start a new career. At 63, the heart surgeon from Skillman, New Jersey, joined the Navy after receiving a waiver that permitted him to enter the reserves a year past the typical age limit, principally because people with his skills are in demand. Quote, "Sometimes I say to myself, how did I get into this? Why don't I just relax and sit in my backyard and drink some beer? But that's not my style. I've always been on the move, and hopefully I'll always be on the move," Krause said. "I feel surgically I'm in my prime. I could still operate very well. If I can give back and help some of our young men and women in the military, that's what I want to do." So Krause was commissioned a commander aboard the destroyer USS Ramage, where his 27-year-old daughter, Laura, is an ensign and performed a ceremony. She was the first person he saluted. "I can't even describe to you what this means to me right now," she said. The two have always shared a close bond that included climbing Mount Kilimanjaro together and watching sports. He was inspired to join the Navy after speaking with his daughter's recruiter, who was in the medical corps, and mentioned that the Navy had a shortage of surgeons. He thought it was one more way to connect with his daughter while also helping others. Quote, "I don't ever see this man retiring," Laura Krause told her shipmates on the Ramage's flight deck. She has good reason to believe that. After all, her father has already worked in private medicine practice for decades when he earned his law degree at night after his hospital shifts when he was in his 50s. He also moonlighted as a philosophy professor at Rutgers University in New Jersey. Krause said he doesn't have any plans to slow down. He notes that his own practice, when people come into him with heart problems, are often retirees, and those who live to 100 tend to stay active. "That's a good motto," he said, "just don't stop." He wants to help young hospital corpsmen learn about treating patients with trauma and is excited about the possibility of working aboard a hospital ship like the USNS Comfort, which is homeported in Norfolk. For now, he'll serve once a month in the Navy clinic in Sandy Hook, New Jersey, but just minutes after he was commissioned, he started serving in another way,
by doing a bit of recruiting of his own to let others know it's never too late to try something new. Quote, a lot of people don't even know you can join the reserves and contribute. A lot of people in the private sector have a lot of skills they can bring to the Navy and the military in general, he said. You may be 40 years old or 50 years old, and your profession may be something that's necessary in the military. You can certainly give back by joining the reserves. So, stand tall, Dr. Tyrone Krause. Frontlines of Freedom and all of our nation's patriots salute you. This concludes the first hour of the show. We'll start the second hour with retired Marine General and Congressman Jack Bergman. And, of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag military history and our Armed America report. This is Colonel Denny Gilliman, Frontlines of Freedom. It's beautiful outside. Go out and run a couple of miles of wind sprints, then grab some protein and rehydrate with water. Finally, put a big smile on your proud to be an American face and send me your thoughts by email or on Facebook.
Sergeant Dale Beatty was wounded by a roadside bomb.
Swift 1-2 is en route with urgent ASAC to Mercy. ETA approximately 35 minutes. How copy?
Now begins the most important journey of his life.
Roger, Swift 1-2.
From the battlefield to home. Home to some very good medicine. His family's love. They'll be staying together at one of the many Fisher houses to help Dale get better and return to his life. Fisher House Foundation provides comfortable housing and other services to the families of wounded warriors and veterans while they receive care at military and VA hospitals. Fisher House is among the highest rated charities, with 95% of donations going to help our military families in their time of greatest need. Remember those who serve and sacrifice. Consider a tax-deductible gift to Fisher House. Fisher House, because a family's love is good medicine. Go to fisherhouse.org for more information.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Today, the Mendocino Fire, which is burning northwest of Sacramento, became the largest fire in California's history. Firefighters are continuing to battle the situation, but this man says it's so sad to see people lose all they had.
What can you say? It makes you sick to your stomach. Everything they've worked for all their life, gone in a heartbeat.
The search continues for University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts. Now, she went missing almost 3 weeks ago. Now, her father is still holding out hope and believes she may be with someone.
Probably someone who cares about her, but that relationship was misguided, misinterpreted, and went wrong. And I think they are in a place with Molly, and they don't know how to get themselves out of this horrible situation.
Meanwhile, authorities are remaining tight-lipped when it comes to any suspects. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000 or visit TII1.com.
Congress is considering a sweeping package of proposals that could affect air travelers. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a summary.
The current law authorizing operations of the Federal Aviation Administration expires September 30th. While the U.S. House passed its version in April, the Senate Commerce Committee is still working up its bill for a five-year reauthorization, and consumer advocates see potential victories and setbacks among the provisions which could end in the final law. Some of the issues it could address include the size of airline seats and room between rows. There's a chance a new law could reverse a 2012 provision requiring advertised airline ticket prices include government taxes and fees. The current version of the Senate bill would prohibit airlines from charging unreasonable ticket change or cancellation fees. The House-passed bill bans airlines from bumping passengers from overbooking.